in this same article, you said that there were certain basic premises of humor. Insults, sight jokes, malaprops, puns or play on words, the juxtaposition of jokes or gags involving either mistaken identity or mistaken interpretation of something that is said. Now, are all jokes based on these formulas?
Well, there's about 8 to 9 formulas, but there's the dumb Dora jokes, you know? Like the great Gracie Allen murder case, I think it was, that George Burns was doing with the late Googie. The phone rang. Example. And she says, "Oh, you are?" And she hung up. And George says, "Who is that?" She says, "That was a man. He said he was brown from the sun." He was a newspaper man, right? Now, this was the dumb Dora, the Maxie Rosenblum type of joke of malapropisms, of Mrs. Malaprop, of saying, "This is a very suspicious occasion that some of my most ignorant friends are here. This is misplacing words and putting words in the wrong places." That's the malapropism. There's the one-liner. There are the straight man comic. There's the Irish Jew. I'm just giving you, there's the block routines of...
When you say block, you mean Block and Sully?
No, block. Chunk, segment routines is Abbott and Costello, who's on first base.
I see.
Which is a play on words, yes, mistaken identity. There's the juxtaposition, mistaken identity of one fellow's talking about one subject and the other's talking about, that's called, the scene is called Selling Your Car. Well, one said he wants to sell his car, and the other guy thinks it's a girl he's got. So he says, "What about the bumpers?" He says, "Oh, they're beautiful." He says, "You have to wash it every night." And he's talking about the car, and he says, "It's the other scene is like packing a bag. Called this, I gotta see. It's called, which Ben Blue did for years, which was the split scene where the honeymoon couple check in, and the guy's next door, and he hears them against the wall, and he thinks they're having an affair, and they're just packing a bag."
Oh yes.
And you know, he says, "I can't get it in. Sit on it." It's an old burlesque scene. "Will you sit on it and I'll sit on you? You sit on it and I'll sit on it." The punchline, he says, "This I gotta see," which was mistaken identity, just overheard rather than see.
How do you decide if a joke is funny?
Just intuition, that's all.
Did you ever have a joke that got a big laugh consistently for a long time and then suddenly it stopped working for you?
No. Never.